Changes ahead in the local public radio landscape. WGBH, which bills itself as NPR's arts and culture station, is acquiring WCRB, one of the nation's few commercial classical radio stations. GBH officials say CRB will remain a classical station, freeing GBH to offer more news and talk within 2 months. Dan Kennedy joins us now to analyze the move. He's a media commentator who frequently appears on GBH TV and teaches journalism at Northeastern University. Dan, good morning and thanks.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
First, Dan, if you would, look at what this means for WGBH. With radio and TV together, it's one of the leading public broadcasters in the nation. What's it mean for formats on the radio side for GBH Radio and for WCRB?
Well, for WCRB, it means that the station will continue to be a classical music outlet, which for classical music fans in the Boston area is certainly good news. For WGBH Radio, for quite a while now, it seems that GBH hasn't quite known what to do with the station. It's been, you know, news during drive time, classical during the day, jazz at night, and any radio consultant will tell you that's kind of a deadly combination. You need to have an identity. So what GBH appears to be poised to do is to move its classical music programming strictly to WCRB and go with news and public affairs at least during the day. I think they're going to continue to have jazz at night. So at least that gives them a more clearly defined identity.
You think the format change will work for GBH Radio and that keeping classical on CRB works for CRB?
Well, certainly keeping classical on CRB works for CRB. Whether news and public affairs on GBH is going to work is another question because, of course, that puts GBH into a head-to-head competition with WBUR, which has a long head start in establishing itself as the leading public radio station devoted to news in the Boston area. That's a pretty big competition to be leaping into. GBH does have one big asset, which is that it has a stronger signal than WBUR, but news and public affairs are so closely identified with WBUR at this point that it will be very interesting to see whether WGBH is really going to be able to compete.
In the Globe this morning, WBUR General Manager Paul LaCamera is quoted as saying that BUR is not going to cede any ground to GBH.
No, and that said, I mean, let's face it, there are dozens of commercial stations that compete with each other. I think that a public radio competition on news and public affairs would ultimately be a very good thing for listeners. Public radio news is very popular in Boston. And certainly if WGBH can do it in a way that they're not offering exactly the same thing at exactly the same time of day as WBUR, I think it may be something where it's certainly good for the listeners.
It could be great for the market, couldn't it? I remember the late 70s and the 80s in Boston when a number of radio stations had strong and vibrant news markets. It was a healthy competition, reporters, frankly, running all over the city trying to cover news, and it was terrific for listeners no matter what station they chose to listen to.
Absolutely, and especially with the real trivialization of commercial radio since the Telecom Act of 1996, we're down to a situation where the only serious commercial radio station with a newsroom right now is WBZ. So more would certainly be better in that situation. And I think that given the current media landscape, public radio is really the only place that's going to come from.
Of course, if two public radio stations are competing with each other for news, they're competing with each other for listeners, meaning they're competing with each other for listener dollars. Can the market afford that?
Well, it remains to be seen. One of the things that might happen as a result of this competition is that the market for public radio news and public affairs expands. And if that happens, then yes, you've got a donor base that could support both. But you're absolutely right. If that doesn't happen, we could see a competition in which one station ultimately becomes the loser, which would be a shame.
Well, at least the next few years will be interesting, Dan Kennedy.
Oh, absolutely. It's certainly something that's going to be worth listening to.
Media commentator Dan Kennedy teaches journalism at Northeastern University School of Journalism. He's also a paid contributor to WGBH-TV.